I think it's worth having a quick look at the actual psukim themselves, because it's not many. As much as an impactful story as this is, it really doesn't take up that much actual space in the Chumash itself. We're in the beginning of Shvi. This is, well, we're diving to the end. So the Tower of Babel appears in Perek Yud Aleph, so page 48 in the stone. Let's take a quick look. Vayichal aretz shafa echas, and the entire land was one language, was one tongue, one lip, literally. Dvarim achadim, all unified, seemingly. Unified, singular words. Vayibinos amikadem, let's make sure we have these out. Vayibinos amikadem, we actually spoke a lot about this. I wanted to include this in the shir on Simchas Torah. But for those who were there, it's worth just keeping this in mind, that we define specifically, we make specific note of the fact that they were moving from the east. Is that east-west direction, which is always supposed to be an indicator of progress. And what we see here, and one of the great great misfortunes of Migdal Bavel, is that there was technological process, but theologically they were actually moving in the opposite direction. This seems almost satirical in that capacity, that here they were moving in the proper sort of way, the ideal sort of way. They were making progress from east to west, which is the way that civilization has functioned, at least ideally. So they were moving from east to west. They found a valley, Be'eret Shinar, in the land of Shinar, Ve'yishvusham, they dwelled there. Each one said to his friend, let's make bricks, and we'll burn them, we'll scald them in the kiln, we'll burn them properly, and we'll have building materials. And the brick became for them as the stone, the hachemar, and the cement, if you will, the mortar, hayalahem la chomer, is what they used as mortar, the material to actually adhere the bricks to one another. And they said, hava nivne lanu ir, let's build for ourselves a city, umigdal, and a tower, v'roshova shamayim, with its top up in the heavens, v'nasa lanu shem, and we'll make a name for ourselves, pen nafutz al panei chol aretz. The worst thing in the world would be for us to be scattered if we have one centralized location, one centralized building project, and everybody will continue to reside here, will continue to cast their eyes towards this location, and we'll be unified, everybody will be together. Hi, Joyce. By Yered Hashem, and Hashem descended, which should strike us as odd. And this is something that Nesi Mishal was going to spend some time on. The Yered Hashem. Hashem descended, Lir'os Esahir V'esamigdal, to see the city, to see the tower. Asher Banu B'nei Ha'adam, that the B'nei Ha'adam, that the human beings had built. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem said, Hein Am Echad V'Safa Achas L'Chulam. Indeed, they are one nation with one language for them all. It's almost like, in spite of that, or here they have all this potential, they have all these opportunities, and here this is what they start to do. Now there will be nothing that they lack. Anything that they conspire to do, anything that they attempt to do, they will be capable of doing, because they have achdus, because they're all together, because they're unified, because they're of singular mind and singular purpose, they'll be able to do whatever they want. This is frightening. Hava ne'erda, therefore let's descend, v'navla sham sfasam, and let's confuse their language. Asher lo yishmu'u, so that they cannot be heard. Ish sfas re'ehu, each person will not be able to hear and understand the words and the language of his brother. V'yafetz Hashem asam misham al panei chol ha'aretz, or Hashem scattered them from there upon the face of the entire earth. V'yachdalu levnosa'ir, and they ceased from building the city that they had originally intended to build. Al-Kain, and therefore, Karash Shema Bavel. The name of that place is called Bavel, Kisham Balal Hashem Sefas Balaretz, because it was there that Hashem confused the language of the entire earth. And Misham, and from there, Hafitzam Hashem scattered them, Al-Panei Kol Haaretz, upon the face of all the earth. And again, as much as this is a Haidim, as much as this is a very impactful and it's a very well-known episode of the Chumash, because of the nature of Parshas Noach, and because Parshas Noach is like so much about the Mabul, and our focus is so much about the Mabul, unfortunately this gets overlooked. Hence, let's bring that all to an end this evening. So let's take a look at this really beautiful piece from the Masiv HaShalom, where he describes, explains, tries to deal with exactly what the problem is. Exactly what the problem is. If you notice, our minds are so, I don't want to say confused, but they're so informed Our minds are so informed by Medrash and so informed by Mefarshim that it's impossible, almost, for us to ever give the Pesukim themselves a fair shake. And what's almost startling is the manner in which the Slonimer here takes to the actual chet, or almost lack of chet, that jumps out at you from the Pesukim. Doesn't sound like they're doing a whole lot wrong. We consider this to be theologically backward, and they're going to storm the heavens, and they're going to overturn God, and they're rebelling against Hashem, and they're rebelling against monotheism, and they're taking more stock, and they're putting more stock in the labor of their own hands than in God's control of the planet, and they're going, whatever it was that they were up to, as we discover in Midrashim and in Mefarshim, you don't really get that impression directly from the Pesukim. The Pesukim are rather innocuous. They want to make a name for themselves. They want to make sure that everybody is unified, that there is this singular purpose in building the city, and it becomes a focal point for everybody there so that they maintain that wonderful brotherhood, that wonderful sense of purpose, and they're all engaged with one another, and they want to build a society. They want to make a name for themselves. They want to leave a legacy. Is that something that's so heinous and so terrible and so horrible? So this, at least in part, is something that we're going to deal with now. Let's take a look. Vayered Hashem liros. So again, it's this like two-sider, and there's just a lot going on, a number of different sort of pieces all within this one piece. Very, very interesting stuff. Vayered Hashem liros es ha'ir. This is a quote from the Pasuk. So Hashem descended in order to see the city, the es ha'migdal, and the tower asher banu b'nei ha'adam, that the human beings had built. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem said, Hein am echad v'safa achas l'chulam. Indeed, they are of one language, and they're all unified, one nation, etc., etc. What happens at the end? Vayafetz Hashem osam misham al pnei chol haaretz. So Hashem scattered them there upon the face of the entire earth. Yesh lahavim. See, here's a great question. You have to try to understand. Mad b'chol parshas chata dor haflaga, chet dor haflaga va'onsham nizkar tamid shem havaya hamora al midas hachesed. First and foremost, throughout this entire process, their chet, their sin, and the punishment thereafter, again and again and again, this you probably did not pick up on, I certainly didn't pick up on it, but again and again and again, the name of Hashem that's used is what we call the Shem Havaya, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, Tetragrammaton, if you like. Why is that the one that's being used when, generally, we associate that name of Hashem with his Midah of Chesed? What you would expect to be unfurled here would be Elohim. A very liberal use of Elohim, which suggests Midas Hadin. He's punishing. He's punishing. In what capacity is this chesed? And again and again and again throughout we find Hashem, Vayered Hashem, and Vayafetz Hashem, etc., etc. Why is it Hashem, Hashem, Hashem? And we shem hefitzam Hashem al panei chol haaretz, as though this is some great act of chesed, as opposed to some great act of judgment. Could go on, v'yered Hashem, v'yomer Hashem, v'yofetz Hashem, v'lo shem Elokim, hamora al midas ha'glura, which is supposed to indicate that Hashem is in control, and that he's punishing, and that he's engaged in din. Kamo b'inyin ha'mabul, as we do find all throughout the Mabul. When Hashem brings the flood upon the world, when he brings the Mabul upon the earth, what we find again and again and again is the name Elokim, which suggests judgment, as you would suspect, or as you would expect to find. Okay. V'yesh l'va'er zos. So the explanation for this can be found, can be uncovered. Al pi ma shekasa b'drashos haran. The Ran, who was one of the Rishonim, has a collection of different drashos that he had given that talk a lot about lots of different hashkafic sorts of topics, but deal overwhelmingly with the actual parshios. Be'inyin dor haflaga, regarding the Dor HaFlaga, regarding this generation, the builders of the Migdal Bavel, Shehinichu Osanu HaMefarshim Va'afela. The Ran writes, he says, all the other Mefarshim, all the other commentaries, they've left us in the dark on this. Ki Elu HaNashim, because these men, these people, Ma'asu, what did they do? What was so terrible? Ma'pish'am, what was their hate? What was their sin? U'machat Asam, what did they do wrong? U'marat Imratu Lios Ki Ishachad Chaverim. They all wanted to be a society. They wanted to build a society. They wanted to be unified. They wanted to get together. They wanted to have achdus. Aren't those all wonderful qualities? Ein shama shemaksha al kol hadarachim bazeh. So the Ran asks on everybody else's interpretation, or everybody else's interpretation, at least at the time,
as to how one would go about explaining Migdal Bavel. Umevaira inin al yesod shebehechpel ha-pratim ha-maskimim l'tchuna achas. The way that the Ron explains it is that when you have a doubling up of two different items, two different individual items, that points towards the same philosophy, or point towards the same intent. What takes place im prisus im ma'ala, whether it be negative or positive, whether it be disadvantageous or advantageous, what ends up happening, it's just a fact of life, is that tichpal v'tischazek atchunahai. That intent becomes strengthened. That intent becomes more concretized. If I have an idea, and I have a thought, and I live by a philosophy, but I don't find that anybody else shares it with me, then aside from feeling lonely, I'm weakened. I'm weakened. How much impact does that idea really have? Not only on society at large, right? I can't really start an entire movement if it's a movement of one. If I get up on my soapbox and nobody's willing to listen, then obviously it doesn't have much of an impact. But even for me, how strengthened am I in that ideal, in that philosophy, in that hashkafa, if nobody else agrees with me, and if I can't bond together with anyone else in that concept, in that idea, or in that ideal? Right? When they have a tchunas hanefesh, when they have an intent, or the literally sort of the content of their soul, the philosophy by which they live, their value system, their approach to life, when people get together who are of like mind, they end up strengthening one another exponentially. The idea that you have two friends getting together who both believe in the same thing doesn't mean that now I'm twice as strong and I'm twice as certain and I'm twice as comfortable as I was. I'm exponentially more comfortable feeling that feeling and thinking that thought and believing in that belief or philosophy than I had been previously. The imis achdim bali tchunas nefesh tova as nichpal umischazik koach hatov shebehem bli gavul. If you have a bunch of people getting together who are all of like-minded, similar purpose, and it's all positive, it's all good, people are like-minded in desire, interest to learn together. Learn together, right? Think about the magnitude of just this get-together, being that there are as many people sitting around the table as there are, as opposed to either a chavrusa, or as opposed to just one person sitting, right? Anybody could just as easily on their own, right? You take something out to read and to learn, and you sit at home, and so why not? Because I'm not going to. And there's no shame in that. This is why group settings work very well. This is the upside. This is the bright side of peer pressure. That there's this sense that if multiple people are getting together, I feel more certain. It's easier. I'm more comfortable. I believe in it more. It feels like I am part of something as opposed to just doing it on my own, which becomes much more flimsy. Well, the hafech and the opposite is also true. Unfortunately, if people of evil intent get together, then their actual ability to cause harm becomes strengthened, becomes magnified, exponentially so. Because when you have those two individuals, those two isolated elements that then get together, obviously that strengthens many, many folds. With this, we can understand a statement made by Chazal, Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kinos Rishaim ra lahem v'ra la'olam. When Rishaim get together, it's bad for them, and it's bad for the rest of the planet. Pizur la Rishaim, but when Rishaim are scattered and when they're isolated, hana la'olam. This is a typo. Hana lahem v'hana la'olam. It is of benefit to them. To them, and of benefit to the rest of the world. They might not feel it, because they feel lonely. But it's the best thing in the world for them, because when in isolation, when I'm moved apart from all of the rest of that cohort, that is only going to further cement my interest to do evil, so then evil becomes that much more immediately available. When Rishaim get together, when evil people get together, when people have evil intent, bad ideas, are up to bad schemes and bad philosophies, and they all get together, this is what's wild about it. This point is that even if they're not talking to each other,
right? Ve'enam is kavnin b'chlal l'ra, even if they're not actually scheming, it's not like a meeting. They're not getting together. They're not like planning what they're going to do. Just the fact, etzim hiskansusam yachdav, just being together, the sense that I'm not alone, the sense that I'm not crazy, right? This is not just my dad. We don't even have to say it. We don't even have to talk about it. Just the fact that I know that I'm in the room with like-minded people means that I can feel that much more strongly in my belief. Miskazekes es kalachara. To be fair, by the way, he may be speaking about this in a very metaphysical sort of manner also. I'm speaking about this almost psychologically. The Slonim Rebbe being the Slonim Rebbe, he may be speaking about this. We'll see much more overtly later on in the piece that this certainly has metaphysical sorts of overtones to it. V'ralahem v'rala olam u'pizurim tov lahem v'tov la'olam. It's much better off for them to be scattered, because whether they feel that way or not in the moment, the reality is that their being in isolation is going to give them the inability to become that much more strengthened in their evil ways, in their evil beliefs, and the like. Much better off being left in isolation. I heard this similar idea from my father. Al Pasuk is a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis. It's the last Sefer of Tanakh, at least the way we have it, which speaks about an alliance that's made between the kings of the northern and southern kingdoms, between Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael. And effectively, long story short, the sense is it's between Yehoshaphat in the south and Ahaziyahu in the north. And the sense is that it was for the wrong reasons, it was for the wrong purpose. It seems that they're building a fleet of ships together, and it's not necessarily to be able to reunify the kingdom and bring everybody back to the base of Mikdash and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. It's more as a means of sort of building a very impressive and powerful navy and making a name for themselves. So the Navi says that Behis Chavercha im Ahaziyahu, because of your bonding together with Ahaziyahu, and you made this alliance, this foolish alliance, Parat Hashem es ma'asecha. So Hashem is crumbling, or Hashem is piercing your deeds. Ma'asecha, meaning, what do we mean by your deeds? What do we mean by your actions? Hainu ma'asecha atovim, all of your actions, even your good actions. Your good actions start to crumble. Your good ways, your good deeds start to crumble, start to erode, start to fall apart. Shebehischaverecha l'rasha, when you get together with an evil cohort, when you bind yourself together with this Russia, harigama asav hatovim maleim peratzos. What ends up happening is that everything starts to fall apart because you're influenced. Because you're influenced. Every lousy, negative inclination that you have has now become strengthened, has now become validated by virtue of the fact that you're associating with somebody who feels the same way. Kika asher mischaber l'Russia, by your getting together, by your befriending this Russia, tchunas nafsho nies ra'a. So now the intent or the content of his soul itself becomes like it poisons the well. Therefore, even the good deeds are now on much less firm ground as a result. Umidatova meruba. This is a general sort of theme, certainly throughout Chassidus. I mean, it has its roots in Chazal, but that therefore the inverse is also true, right? Let's bring this to the positive. The Mida Tova of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is true of the Mida Ra'a, and the way that we are, again, whether this is psychological or metaphysical or both, this is the way we're programmed, this is the way our minds are programmed, this is the way our emotions are programmed, this is the way our souls are programmed. When we get together with other people for a lousy purpose, for something that's negative, so that it has a major impact, how much more so is it true when we get together for the right kinds of reasons? Shekol Shekein Lahefech. All the more so the opposite is true. When a bunch of people get together who have a positive inclination, who are out to perform good, even if they do nothing, this is what's so wild about it. It's not just getting together for a shir. It's not just getting together for a minyan. It's not just getting together for some do-gooding, for some chesed. Just the sheer act of getting together is powerful. Misgaber mischazik koach hatov al yidei etzem hahiskansus. They become that much more strengthened. Their ability to do good becomes strengthened just by virtue of their getting together. This is the power of a community, in a word. This is the power of a community. Having nothing to do with all of the other wonderful and positive things that we're able to do together. davening is better. If a person's living completely by themselves, and davening isn't as good, and learning isn't as good, and chesed isn't as good, and all the other opportunities, it's true, that we're able to avail ourselves of because we have a community. Community for its own sake. Community isn't just a means to an end, it's an end in of itself. Just having friends, just being a community, just being able to be in one another's company is in of itself valuable. It means that our interest in being good and being better and thinking more positively becomes ratcheted up, becomes heightened by virtue of the fact that we're all strengthening one another and we're all getting together with one another. Valdas Zos, along these lines, Mivar Ode Maimer Shlomo Amelach. Oh, do you have? Thanks, Joyce. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you. Posim Kostara still. Okay. Still fighting it. Last year for about a month, and this year I'm ahead of the curve. Ahead of the curve. Okay, sorry, excuse me. Aldazos, famous pasuk, speaking of some kastara. This is from Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Aldazos, Midair Ode, Maimer Shlomo HaMelech, statement of Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles. Tov, famous line, famous words. Tov HaMashnai Min HaEcha, two are better than one. What is less famous is what comes afterwards. Whole number of examples that Shlomo HaMelech gives in Koheles that indicate, you know, two are better than one. Why? Well, they're better in this instance, they're better in that instance. Specifically, Gam im, such a sweet sort of example, Gam im yishkavu shnayim v'cham lahem. Right, imagine like, out on like on a camping trip, out in the sukkah, right, and it's freezing. I was thinking about this, I did not get a single night in the sukkah this year. But there were like some, in the past, I remember, I think it was like last year, I was thinking of like going inside and just like getting like Yosef as like a teddy bear. Oh yeah, just like get a little more like body heat in the sleeping bag. So that's exactly what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. In Yishkavu Shnayim V'Cham Lahem, you have two people who are in the same bed or sleeping in the same bed. There's body heat. They're actually radiating heat and energy, and they make one another more comfortable. Shashutvus v'hachevra, the idea of getting together, partnership, chevra, friends. Toil Hain, and this is what's so interesting about it, right? We like read this, and oh yeah, right, it's always better to have two than one. He's taking this very literally. To what degree is it better, are you better off having somebody there alongside you? Toil Hain, Shiyishtadel Ha'echa Toel Eschavero, Vehain, Kishelo Yishtadel. You're better off having somebody else, even when you're not trying to do anything. You're asleep, you're unconscious. Simply being in one another's presence makes each one a better, hopefully, a better person. You become more, again, more validated. You become more, you become strengthened in whatever it is that you're thinking. It's true that they're actually radiating body heat, but it's meant to be, at least the way he's understanding it, it's meant to be a mashal, that even when you try to do nothing, just being in somebody else's presence is a positive. Kemo shekasher shnayim yishkavu, just as if two people are asleep, shavshenam ozim shum pa'ula, they're doing nothing. Not they're asleep. Yecham lahem. Still, they're creating warmth for one another. They're helping one another. They're assisting one another. Ken kasher misachadim anashim yachtov. So too, when people get together, hametziyos see, it's just the reality. Shetchunasam mischazekes pi kama v'kama. They are strengthened exponentially in whatever it is that they're doing. And if they're getting together for a positive purpose, so then that gives them that much more of a leg up. If a person tries to do something that is wonderful and beautiful and positive, but tries to do it just as an island unto themselves, it becomes that much more difficult. But when there's chavrshaft, and when there's a sense of collegiality and help and community, everything becomes that much more feasible, possible, and actually doable. Well, orzem mevayer inyan dor haflaga. Bring it back to the dor haflaga. What did they do wrong? Shamnam lochatu ba'es hahi. It's true that they hadn't yet sinned, which, by the way, is really startling, right? The way that the Midrashim have it is that they really did sin already. And the Siva Shalom is working much more, really, he's piggybacking on the Drashas Haran, that if you look at the actual psukim, it doesn't really look like they've done anything wrong, at least not yet. What do they say? They're going to build Nivne Lanu Iru Migdal V'Roshov Hashamayim V'Nasa Lanu Shem Pen Nafutz Al Pnei Chol Haaretz. Even say their intent.
Right, we don't want to be scattered. We don't want to be lost. We don't want to be dispersed. We want something, right? We'll build the tower all the way up to Shemayim. Everybody will be able to see it. It's a focal point. It's a focal point. Everybody will be able to, radio will be able to come, and everybody will know that it's there. My prof, Rabbi Kahn, when he was building his shul in Flatbush, told me that he had a very difficult meeting at the, not the township here, whatever it is, I don't know, the city hearing, whatever it was, to be able to pass the plans. Somebody from the neighborhood was objecting to the height of the shul because it's in a residential neighborhood. I mean, it's not really in a residential neighborhood. It's on Avenue J, but, you know, off, it's like on a rather residential cross street, completely residential cross street, and it's kind of removed from some of the rest of the hustle and bustle. So it's a, you know, in Brooklyn, it's like if you walk like three houses or in another neighborhood. So it's in that exact nook is much more residential. And one of his from neighbors was objecting to the fact that, you know, all the heights are at such a height, and now you're trying to like build this, you know, shul that is going to have a third story tacked on. He said, I needed to have the Chinese judge explain to this man with the yarmulke that don't you know that the house of worship is always the tallest building in the neighborhood. So Baruch Hashem was all passed, and a lot of davening and learning going on. But is it so terrible? We want to build it all the way up to Shemayim. We want everybody to be able to see it. We want everybody to know that this is the focal point. This is the point that you come to. We get together. We have, I don't know, we have town hall meetings here, and we have block parties, and we have community, neighborhood, I don't know, barbecues or whatever. Like, what's so terrible? What did they do that was so wrong?
Can I ask you a question? You may have covered this or something in like the people who were involved, you know, who were all Amechad and Mashal Mechad, was that the entire population of the world at that time? Or was that like, you know, on this continent or whatever, in this area,
right,
there could have been others? Like, were they trying to separate from or dominate over other people, or were they everyone?
So I think that you have that. I don't know. Maybe this is sort of anachronistic. It's sort of the way that we would think of a similar people today making this claim. It sounds like, or it seems like, I don't have any sort of proof or source for this, that they see themselves as having something special that others perhaps don't. We should do something special because, like, we have something great here.
So that
let's not spoil it. Says that the entire land, this is all they have. It's very Rishal Rei, Havel Lubin Alavinu, Nisr Falas Reifa. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Right. Obviously, the result is that everybody's speaking different.
If it's, you know, we're sort of special, unique, or we are the entire world, and we want to keep it that way.
In which direct? Meaning, let's say they're special and unique, and they want to keep it that way.
So that implies, you know, keeping others
in. Like, so they're already separatists and they're already, okay,
I mean,
fine.
Not that it's necessarily, I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing, but that you could sort of envision having some negative, whereas if, as far as they know, they're the only people on Earth.
Only people around.
So at least
for this point, let's say, suffice it to say, that because of just how unclear even that point is in the Pesukim, it becomes extraordinarily difficult to point to anything specifically and say this is exactly what they did wrong. There is nothing that emerges, there's nothing that jumps out at you from the Pesukim that says, oh, this was just a heinous crime against God. They want to build a city, they want to make a name for themselves, they want to know that that they're recognizable, that they're distinct, maybe as opposed to everyone else, or maybe this is just a means of keeping everyone together. Whatever it is, it's difficult to put your finger on exactly what it was that they did wrong. Ela Hashem Yisbarach Yarad. So Hashem, right? Shamnam lochatu. Go back one line. Shamnam lochatu. But he said, granted that he hadn't necessarily sinned at all at that moment. And maybe it wasn't their intent even to sin at that moment with that city, with that tower. Ela Hashem Yisbarach Yarad, What is going to ultimately happen here? Meaning just the fact that everybody gets together is in of itself hugely powerful. And that's really his point. It's hugely powerful. Just the get-together is a major, major deal. And therefore, that has to be analyzed. We have to decide, is this positive? Is this negative? If it's positive, this is going to be the greatest thing in the world. Because you have people getting together for something positive. If it's negative, then even though it's benign presently, it's going to become something horribly, horribly wrong. She'im le'es ata ein bazera. Even if there's no distinct evil presently, in the end of the matter, what's going to sprout, what's going to blossom from this gathering, this get-together, this achdus, is something terrible. Drastically terrible. So Hashem is analyzing their heart, like what's in their hearts. It might not be so overt, it might not be so clear. But the point, and perhaps this is in general what Medrash is that it's letting you know what's bubbling beneath the surface. It's not overt in the Psukim. It's not so clear. It's not so obvious. But there's something amiss here. There is some negative, nasty philosophy that is just off, that's inappropriate. And the fact that everybody is getting together and everybody is in on it needs to leave us feeling very, very leery of what might happen in the future. This is why it says that Hashem has to descend. What's Hashem to say? He can see full well from upstairs. Why does he have to descend? The idea is not that he's descending just to see the city. He's descending into their hearts. He's descending into their souls. He's seeing what they're about. The people who are building the city, what are they about? Having determined that there is an evil intent here, what is he? He doesn't really punish them. He doesn't even really punish them. He just makes this impossible. You can't get together anymore, right? If the get together is founded on negativity and on the wrong philosophies and the wrong ideas and the wrong values, then let's make it impossible for you all to get together. It's not really a punishment. They weren't really, it wasn't appropriate to punish them at that moment because they hadn't yet done anything wrong. What it was an act of chesed, hence the name Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei. He's scattering them so they can't get together to start scheming all of their evil schemes. Even though nothing has become manifest yet, even though nothing has actually occurred yet, it's going to. So strong is just the power of ichud, of get-together, of kinus, of being in one another's company, in one another's presence, that Hashem does them the extraordinary kindness of scattering them so that they don't come to that point. And they were on a crash course for that point. To completely ruin their counsel. So we know why we use the Shem Havaya Midas HaChesed. As opposed to the Mabul, that they had become depraved in their ways. And it was actually from an evil source, and they had actually manifested evil externally. They had actually expressed evil. Therefore, it was real, genuine punishment. Hence, the name Elohim is used. V'yesh lomar. Shezema sheba hatara hakadosha lalamid osanu b'parsha zu shal dor haflaga. This is really what the Torah is driving at with this whole episode of the dor haflaga. Shalach ora harimai dehava hava. Right? You could say, like we say, for anything else that's not reported in the Torah, not every historical episode needs to be reported. If it happened, it happened, and great, let's move on. Obviously, only those items are reported from which we can derive a lesson. El Hashem Mimenu Nikach L'Avodas Hashem. Only those items that we can actually draw from for our own Avodas Hashem are actually reported in the Torah. So what's the idea? What's the point? As Godel Inyan Ha'achdus, that we should take stock of just how extraordinary Achdus is, what it means to get together, what it means to be in one another's company. V'akoach shal Yehudim ha'mis'achdim yachad, what it means for Jews to get together. Matov, how beautiful, how pleasant, how wonderful is Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, is when brothers sit together.
Perush Sheves Achim. What do we mean by Sheves Achim? When you have brothers sitting together, Ha'ahuvim Ka'achim, who are beloved, who love one another like Achim, like brothers, like family. Hagam She'ena Medabrim Biras Hashem. To be very clear, David HaMelech is not talking about how people are getting together to learn, or how people are getting together to daven, or how people are getting together to perform chesed for others or for one another. It's just Sheves Achim. That's where it begins and that's where it ends. Ki ahavas halavavos mamshichum umitzarfam l'or echad ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Right, the soul of a person is likened to a candle, and the idea of bringing all these people together, just having people in a room and just being in one another's presence, v'az memela nasim kol haneros hayichidim, all those individual candles get together and become avuka achas, a torch, a bonfire, shel esh gedol, a great fire, v'az memela yisparadu mehem kol pavale oven, and then it becomes like a cleansing process. So when we get together for good reasons, with good people, for value, not that we're actually even doing anything presently, but just that, hey, let's get together, wouldn't it be nice, wouldn't it be good, wouldn't it be holy, wouldn't it be enjoyable, and just talk and enjoy each other, just kiddish, why do you have kiddish? Just because, not that everybody's hungry, not that anybody's gonna like starve on Shabbos if we don't bring out a pot of challah, but just because it's nice, just to linger and to enjoy each other's company a little bit as a community per se. Hainuki mi etzim hamatzia shel sheves achim, just the idea that people are getting together, are sitting with one another. Hagam she'ena medabrim b'yiras Hashem. They're not like talking about how great and wonderful Hashem is in Yiras Hashem. They're not even necessarily talking Torah or anything of the sort, just being together. Nies mize avuka creates a torch. Shekol kochos hatuma vasitra achra borcham yipanah. It cleanses. It pushes out the evil. It pushes out the wayward. It pushes out the negative. The eish avuka ochelas es eish hataiva. The eish of this avuka, this torch that we've made, completely destroys. It consumes the fire of desire, the fire of sin, the fire of chet. V'chein echshivu tzadikim kolkach es inyan hachavrus of hatzibur. This is why all the tzadikim throughout the generations have gone so nuts over the idea of a chavrusa, the idea of a tzibur, the idea of a community, the idea of a kehila. Mash Yehudim Meuchadim Yachtav Belev Echad Ke'ish Echad. This is why at Matan Torah that is what is so emphasized. You can't have Torah without having the community. When you have the entire nation getting together, Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, that creates the proper atmosphere. It creates a landing pad for the Torah to actually become absorbed into. V'ad she'amru she'esh b'hiskashrus l'chabura b'frat m'suyam she'hi yoser gavora. May his kashrus latzadik, all the more so, this is obviously very Hasidish here, all the more so when you have that chabura that then attaches itself to a tzadik, dargas avuka asher mipanem mistalkim eishat hava hatavos v'hayetzahar. All the more so that it could vanquish all of the evil and all of the desire and the entire yetzahara. Again, when there's also that tzaddik there, that's, he's talking about the Rebbe, that's the very, very Hasidish idea. I wondered actually, it only occurred to me, I was looking at this, sort of glossed over it the first time, second time I wondered if this was actually a typo. Let's read it as it is. Even a, which would be like a superficial tzibur, meaning a tzibur that's not so deeply rooted, right? And it may just be that like random people getting together, he's talking about a minyan. Right, we think of a minyan, right, in our kahila here as people who know one another, right. But think about like a minyan on Chol HaMoed, right, where typically the first 10 people in the room have never met one another. They're staying over. They're coming from Williamsburg and from Muncie and from Lakewood and from people from like all over the place, and they just happen to pop in and they're getting together. People who don't know one another at all. It's not a kahila per se, just 10 people who are getting together. Shem's asfim asar mi Yisrael yachtav, but still 10 people that are getting together. Hare kol ki asara, kol be asara shechinta shaya. Nevertheless, 10 people get together, there's hashras hashechina, Hashem's divine presence becomes manifest. I just wondered if it's just such an odd way of afilu bitzibur chitzoni, like an external or a superficial kind of, I wondered if it was v'afilu b'tzibur chiloni,
right? And that the tzaddi was really a laman. Meaning it's not talking about only when the most pious Jews in the world get together. It's anybody, a Jew, you have 10 Jews get together, secular, religious, whatever, Jews get together. So I don't know, so two different curses, whichever one you prefer. We have chitzonis, so we'll work with it. But uka'amur sha'gam she'enu medabrim b'yiras Hashem, again, even if they're not speaking about yiras Hashem. And that's why I thought also maybe he's dafka pointing out that you don't have to get together for Torah if people who aren't capable of talking about Torah, people who don't have Hashem on the brains, people who aren't like Baruch Hasheming one another. Maybe, I don't know. Ach kedivrei HaRan, according to the words of the Ran that he quoted before, she'etzem his kansus yachad shel anoshim ba'al yitchunas ha'nefesh tova, mamshicha hashras hashchina. It is going to draw and going to create, it's going to make manifest Hashem's shchina. V'zeh inyan tefillah b'tzibur, this is the whole idea of tefillah b'tzibur. V'chein kol davar shebikdusha, or anything, any holy matter, she'tzarech tzibur, that requires a tzibur for it. V'inyan kol ha'mitzvah shebet tzibur, or ever trying to have a tzibur together for a mitzvah, right? It's not just a function of being able to say Kaddish at the end, but like when they make a siyum, try to get 10 people together. Pidyon Haben, we have 10 people together. Bris Mila, we have 10 people together. Kibbet Sibur, a minion for a chasana. Kibbet Sibur, yesh hashras hashchina. When you have a tzibur, when you have Jews who are getting together, just being in the room together, there's magic that happens. This is clearly very, very metaphysical. This is beyond just the psychological of I become strengthened in my beliefs and in my desire to do good when I'm around like-minded people. This is clearly entering into the metaphysical. There is hashras hashchina when Jews get together. Uchmai de'isa barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echad bor panecha. Nesidr, sim shalom. We ask that Hashem bless us all, kulanu ke'echad, all as one, bor panecha, with the light of your face, of your countenance. Shal yidei kulanu ke'echad, that by means, what he's saying is that by means of our actually being together, then it's like cause and effect. When we are all together, nimsheches b'chinas avinu, so then Hashem becomes avinu. Avinu is more manifest, is more present. The Shechina is actually in the room. Va'az barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echad bo'or panecha. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to bless us. By getting together, we're creating the atmosphere for Hashem to actually join with us and be around us. Final thought, and he brings us into Shabbos. Yeah, please. So that they don't get together. So that they don't get together. Meaning, when...
Well, we're saying that it's not even about what they're actually saying, right? Like, they can still get together and not speak the same language, and there's still a bunch of people getting together for Rav.
Except they... Meaning they...
Saying, even if, like, us Jews are getting together and we're not, like, speaking different Torah, right? Then it still creates this, like, beautiful Shechina coming down, right?
Absolutely.
So even if they get together and they're not together because they don't speak the same language, then it still creates this
rough. So maybe the Medrash will help. Maybe, meaning in terms of sort of like cause and effect or the way this happens. And Atara, I think what you're asking is why we're both necessary.
Right.
Why do you need to both scatter them, throw them all over the four corners of the earth,
right,
and then also give them different language? I think it's more, at least the way that the Medrash understands it, the way that Rashi's bringing it, is that one is a result of the other. It's not so much that Hashem actually picks them up and then flicks them around. Example, sort of a gory one, but here it is. So we say, lo yishmu'u, they weren't able to hear one another. Zeh sho'el levena, v'zeh mevitit. Right? So one asks for a brick, and the other, and then he brings mortar. Why? Because like it's getting lost in translation at this point. And short temper, these ancient Babylonians. Sisman stands up, you say, I asked for a brick. I asked for a brick, you bring me cement. Okay, I'll go get the brick. No, it's too late for that. And he bashes him over the head and he kills him. So meaning this very, very quickly wrote it now. That perhaps sounds very extreme, but you can imagine the complete frustration. I mean, this is a total 180. You're used to basically just saying jump and the response is how high, or very clean, very easy, very simple communication. Now suddenly everything is thrown into bilbul. Everything just becomes confused and complicated. It seems that as a result of the language, they say, well, this is like nuts to this. What are we going to bother sitting around with one another? I can't even talk to you anymore. and everybody does an about face and ends up moving off on their own. That the vayafetz isn't necessarily, meaning the scattering, is the language. That because they had different languages, they get up and they settle and they move elsewhere. Otherwise, perhaps, yeah, granted, why would you need to do both? I mean, it certainly ensures that they're not going to get back together. This is complicated, right? Because you want to give them the opportunity to get back together at some point to do good, right? So it's like a boggle board, you know? It's like you shake it up and you get a new, right? And everything lands in a new place, and maybe get into a better roll of the dice this time. You know, people end up being in different places, in different reality, in different language, and sort of rebuilding society all over again. And everybody needs a clean start. And with that, you give them the opportunity, right? It's not that you are damned to never be able to get together with anybody else ever again, but everything at least gets shaken up for the time being. In the final paragraph here, he brings this to Shabbos, and just again, I keep coming back to this. Remember, we're reading the writings of a Rebbe. Think of this idea along the lines of the importance and the centrality of a Friday night tish. When we get into this paragraph, again, we're talking about get together, the beauty of the get together, the importance of the get together. And now we're talking about the importance of, he already made mention of specific, if you can also get together with the tzaddik and also get around the Rebbe, that's even better. And now, this is all going to land in Shabbos specifically. Uvim miyuchad, and specifically and especially, shayich inyan zeh b'Shabbos Kodesh. This is even more true and more of a reality on Shabbos Kodesh. K'maymar Rebbe Seinu HaKadoshim, Shabbos presents itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is at the tail end of the Sheshes and Meparashas, when Shabbos first sort of comes into existence. L'chulam nasata ben zug. He gave everybody a mate. Everybody else is walking around with its appropriate counterpart. V'li lo nasata ben zug. But I don't have a counterpart. Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says to Shabbos, Knesset Yisrael yeh ben zugeich. So Knesset Yisrael, specifically, and that Lashon is important, Knesset Yisrael, not Klal Yisrael and not Am Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, right, the gathering, the congregation of Yisrael is going to be your mate, is going to be your counterpart. Upirshu Knesset Yisrael, the explanation of that term specifically, Knesset Yisrael, the gathering, Ma sheYehudim miskansim v'yoshvim yachtav b'Shabbos Kodesh. The Jews get together and they sit together on Shabbos Kodesh. Zeh ha-benzug shel Shabbos. That is the counterpart of Shabbos itself. Shabbos itself finds its fulfillment, not only, says the Nesiv Shalom, when Jews refrain from Malacha, and they do all the positive mitzvahs, and they make Kiddush, and they have a Seudah, each one in their own house, but the idea of ichud, the idea of kinesia, the idea of getting together, of chaverim, sheves achim gam yachad, that's when Shabbos finds its true fulfillment, that's when Shabbos finds its true match. Ki hayachad eino misugal lahagia l'madrega shel ben zug l'Shabbos Kodesh. A yachid is not capable, doesn't have it in him, isn't able to achieve the madrega, the level of a ben zug to Shabbos Kodesh, of being a counterpart to Shabbos Kodesh. He needs everybody else around him. Rak al yidei Knesset Yisrael, it's only by means of Knesset Yisrael, shemis kansim yachtav, that they gather together as one, shal yidei zeh and yes avuka shal or, they become that torch. Such an evocative kind of image, right? We become a torch when we all gather together, all of our tiny individual little flames, and we all amass to this great bonfire, the shel esh of light and fire. That tam shezeh shayich b'miyuch b'Shabbos Kodesh. So why should it be specifically on Shabbos Kodesh if that's the truth? Ki b'Shabbos Kodesh kol Yehudi yinihya yoser mizukach. Because a Jew is automatically, inherently more purified on Shabbos Kodesh. You're holier on Shabbos, automatically. Whether you're aware of it or not, whether you like it or not, you're just naturally more, it's a purification process, it's a purging process. Utchunas nafsho yoser tahora. Our
our intent, our thoughts, our what our soul is actually made of, is more pure and is more holy on Shabbos Kodesh. Lachem kashem is achdim az Yehudim yachdav harehem nihim ben zog l'Shabbos Kodesh. Going back to the whole, the beginning of this whole idea, that koach ha'ichud is very powerful, and it augments and it magnifies whatever might be in their hearts and in their souls. So when on Shabbos our hearts and our souls are automatically more purified, that makes the whole get-together that much more profound and significant. I'm not sure who he's quoting here. One of the rabbis. What's he talking about? Getting together, you have to, even with Mesiris Nefesh, you got to get together, sit with other Jews on the night of Shabbos Kodesh. He's talking about a tish. He's talking about a tish. Even b'mesiris nefesh, the chassidim have to come. It doesn't matter if it's Poland and it is December and it is 47 degrees below zero. Not so. It's not so popular, right? And you're, at least Shabbos started earlier, and you're in Kabbalah Shabbos, obviously, went on for hours and hours because the Tchunas HaNefesh of a Yid on Shabbos Kodesh, we're there, we're singing. And then finally, 9 o'clock at night, who really feels like schlepping out into the snow and putting on the boots? It seems like, Hasidim just love to party. With real Mesiris Nefesh. It doesn't matter if it hurts, and it doesn't matter if it's, you got to get together, because you're totally missing out on Shabbos if you don't have the tish. If you don't connect to one another and connect to the Rebbe and all be in the room together on Shabbos Kodesh, forget it. You didn't have Shabbos. Whatever the rest of Shabbos looks like, you didn't really have it. You didn't really do it. V'hayinu l'fisha yachid eino yachol lehagia leha'aras ha-Shabbos Kodesh. You can't really achieve the light of Shabbos. It's like having a week without Shabbos to not go to the Tish. Rak b'koach k'nesses Yisrael hayoshvin yachad. So to whatever degree this, is sort of distilled down for the rest of us, Litvox around the table. But still, the idea of a get-together, the idea of being in each other's presence, in each other's company, the idea that we cannot achieve individually what we can achieve when we're with other people. And it doesn't even mean that we're necessarily working on it together with other people. But just the idea that we all believe in the same thing, we all buy into the same system, into the same values or similar values, we become strengthened and we become more hardy in our ability to actually perform. Bukhmamir HaKosev, the Amcha Kulam Tzadikim, and your nation are all Tzadikim. Perosh kasher v'amcha kulam. It's specifically when your amcha is kulam, when your nation is in its entirety, when you're all together. Harem bebchinas tzadikim. That's when you become tzadikim. We can't be tzadikim on our own. Afshekol echad. So it's almost like the chassidim need the rebbe, but the rebbe needs the chassidim. Right? He's only a tzadik if he has all the chassidim with him. Afshekol echad b'fnei atzma. Even though each person on his own. Yada ben Afshayas Cheshbono, he knows his faults, he knows his Cheshbon, he knows that he's not perfect, he knows that he sinned, he knows that he has his Chata'im. But, by the way, there are lots of sources that speak about this specifically, Tefillah in general, Tefillah B'Tzibur in general, specifically Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, of trying to seek out a more robust minyan, if possible. Because the idea is that we're all sort of like filling in the blanks for one another, we're all like filling in the gaps for one another. I'm lacking in this area, but you have it, and you're lacking something, but I have it, and I don't do this, but you do, and you don't do that, but maybe I do, and we're all helping to sort of fill in all the holes so that we can come in our totality and present ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaDin. Aval Ayyadeshim is Achtim Yachar by means of getting together, and Yes Avuka, we become the Torah. Shimi Panel Yes Pardu Kol Pali Aven, all of the sin is dashed from the presence of this torch. Uka'amur, shezos tsarech lilmod mi parsha zu, godel hakoach sheyehudi misached im yehudim yirei Hashem. What this parsha needs to teach you is the enormous, immense value of getting together with other, either like-minded Jews, or the point is im yehudim yirei Hashem, to get together with people who maybe are have a leg up. Have a leg up in Yiras Hashem. Have a leg up in their learning, in their commitment, in their intent, in their desire, in their kavana. Shal yedeze hu mamshich or, that draws the light down. V'zohi b'chinas k'neses Yisrael yeh ben zugeich sheyesh b'Shabbos Kodesh. That by virtue of doing so, we become this counterpart to Shabbos Kodesh. We become more capable and more adept all throughout the week, all throughout the year, every single day. Just one final note. I think this is, I mean, it speaks for itself. But in and the Nesiva Shalom was contemporary. But nevertheless, how much more so in... You know, there's something about this generation, I think, that prides itself on being able to almost specifically be exposed to anything and everything, but I can overcome because I'm strong. Because I'm strong because I know myself. Because I know myself because I'm strong because I believe, and you know, I'm firm. I'm firm in my value system, and I'm firm in my beliefs. And it's almost like a statement of weakness to suggest that, no, I really need to be around other people, otherwise I don't know if I'm strong enough to withstand temptation or sin or just an erosion of my value system and my beliefs, what I believe in. The reality is that we are as human beings, part of the human experience is that we become buttressed and supported by being around other people. And we can specifically place ourselves either in a context in which we're going to see a further erosion of our values, no matter what we do. Nobody's an island, nobody's on a desert island, and nobody lives completely in a vacuum. We have influencers, and we have people that we are around, and we have people that we interact with. And the question is as simple as, who do we want those people to be? Do we want those people to be like-minded people or people who are even stronger in the values that we aspire to and that we hope to achieve and that we hope to actually inculcate into our being? Or do we surround ourselves with whoever happens to be available, happens to be around? It's an enormous, enormous potential that exists in being able to surround ourselves with the right kind of people, the right kind of community. Thoughts? Yeah.
I'm not sure how to phrase this, but I have a problem, I think, with the fact that all these languages were created, which to me...